The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 10 minutes after 6, welcome to Monday, the 3rd of June. Did you survive the weekend okay? How'd the jukebox sound to you on 99.3? Love to hear from you one way or the other, 770-5633. My phone just ended up blowing up this weekend with political texts, and I'm kind of curious how many political texts that you may have received or requests. I know that the Trump folks are reporting some $200 million, $200 million that they ended up getting. Just absolutely astounding amounts of money here for politics this morning. And a lot of people just, do you think it's just one of those situations where they're after him and that this is what is driving this, or is it, or we're going to show you, or is it one of these things where you feel like you're so frustrated by the entire process that this is the one way that you can actually react? Yeah, that I have a feeling it's probably a bit about all of that. So just actually astounding. I had to change my phone around, though, because I received on Saturday alone 27 text messages from people who were either friends of Trump or wanted to be friends of Trump now, or friends, I've been convicted. That was actually directly from the Trump campaign itself. I got text messages, two or three, from the Ted Cruz campaign and a bunch of others, and saying, well, this cannot stand, etc. And I had to set my phone on silent, or at least not to bong on contacts. And I had to put a lot of these people on the block list. And it's not that I don't want to contribute to the Trump campaign, and I do. What I don't want to do is contribute to it the way that the text messages want you to do, and that's through WinRed. And I know that maybe you've already contributed to Donald Trump or some other candidate. I know there were some who were running for Congress here in the state of Oregon, like Alex Garlatos. Now, he didn't run for that. He's running for state rep this time around, but before, you would do it through WinRed. WinRed is a national platform for Republicans, and I have to tell you, it takes a big cut of the fundraising. So it's like maybe you send $100 to a candidate, maybe the candidate gets 60 or 70. I forget exactly what the percentage is, but the expenses are pretty high. So I would be curious, of the $200 million they went to the Trump campaign, how much was really donated, or is that after WinRed takes its cut? And I'm going to give you a little, just an opinion on mine. If you're going to contribute to Republican candidates, do your best to go directly to their website. Go directly to their website and don't allow WinRed or any other organization to slice and dice a piece off of it, okay? If you want to contribute, I appreciate that, and I understand why you want to do this. But I would just add, please, please, try to just go directly to the candidate's website. You just go to, DonaldTrump.com or whatever his, the real Donald Trump, it was his, do a quick search, go to the Donald Trump website, donate directly to it. And I just think that more of the money that you want to donate will accomplish more good. And frankly, essentially, it's the national versions of the Vicky Breeze Iversons, in the Republican Party here in the state of Oregon, in which you have a lot of people that are willing to pretend to be friends to get in on the grift. See what I'm getting? That's kind of where I wanted to just mention that. But we could talk about that or anything else on your mind, too. 770-5633-770-KMED. Phil from Shady Cove ended up sending me an article which was really worthy of revisiting. It's from Harper's Magazine, harpers.org. When is a prosecution political? I'm going to go through that a little while. We have open phones for this first hour, but he sent this to me, and it was like looking at exactly what happened to former President Trump over the last few days. So, 770-5633. Let me head to the phones. Let me go to line one. Hi. Good morning. It's Monday.
Morning.
We're rolling. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill, Tom, and Talon.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. That $200 million, that's staggering, and
staggering.
Me, it's the sign of health of the American people that they're finally starting to wake up to what the hell's going on. Basically, our government is captured by the big money, and we saw that with the 80% plus compliance rate with the COVID vaccine deployment, the bioweapon. And now, one thing I'll say about Trump, you know, I keep saying about him, but he's so outrageous in speech and manner and so forth that he keeps provoking the Democrat bear, if you will, and causes them to overreact and for the whole world to see how corrupt and degenerate they have become. And I think most people are finally really starting to realize, hey, we got a wide open borders. We're at the edge of nuclear war. I don't think this is working very good for us, this whole, quote, liberal, which it isn't, program that's being dumped upon us.
Interesting that you would talk about, you know, the Democrats reacting. He provokes them to overreact, right?
And it's an exposing them.
Well, I wanted to, did you hear the story about this House Democrat? A House Democrat has actually asked the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul, you remember her from COVID time, right? She's actually asked him, or asked her rather, to pardon former President Trump for the good of the country.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this is, Phillips. It's a Phillips remark, Representative Phillips remark about the record fundraising came after the Trump campaign announced Friday that it had raised $53 million. This was from Fox News. It's an old story. Now it's like $200 million. So we have the
we have the
Democrats begging the Democrat governor, pardon him now. Because they brought a boomerang. They brought a boomerang. They threw the boomerang at President Trump, and it came back, and it's now striking them. And they realize, rightly so, that it's only benefiting the Trump campaign, what has happened to it.
Yeah, you know, you think, what's going on with the Democrat Party? They're like an echo chamber, and they say, hey, let's indict that SOB, and isn't that a great idea? Oh, yeah, let's go along. So they're talking among themselves. They don't realize how far off the beam they are. I mean, you look at the whole program, what they're trying to dump upon the American people. I mean, aborting full-term babies. I mean, that's infanticide. It's not.
It's not women's health care. Okay.
No, it isn't. So they become such radical extremists, and now the pendulum's swinging the other way, and hopefully we'll find balance between the two extremes.
I'm just hoping that we don't lurch from one extreme to the other over time and that we could find some sort of equilibrium, but it doesn't appear to be in the cards for the time being. So at this point, we got to take the swing, don't we?
Yeah, up to a certain point. But
Well, when I'm talking about equilibrium, though, I'm talking about, you know, can we tone the chaos down, right?
Yeah, before World War III starts, or
exactly.
You know, we have civil war in the streets, and et cetera, we need to bounce. But I don't know. I keep thinking this $200 million is a real a positive sign of people say, hey, we're not putting up with the BS anymore.
Yeah, the one thing I am going to continue to suggest, though, is that rather than going through or responding to the text messages, go to the candidate of your choice. Go to the Donald Trump website.
Good advice.
Donate directly, and it saves. It makes sure that a lot of your money goes into where you want it to go, rather than going into the grifters where you don't want it to go. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Tom. Good way to start off this Monday morning. We have some open phones. We'll go over some of the headlines here too. 770-5633. If you are on hold, hang on, I'll get right to you, and you're on The Bill Myers Show.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Oregon eDeals has saved the Rogue Valley boatloads of cash over the years on things you buy and use daily. Get a $100 Cartwright's Market gift card for only $85. Artisan Bakery certificates, normally $25, only $15. American Rancher Garage, $75 certificates, good for any service, only $30. Wayback Burgers, $25 certificate, only $14. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
The doctor's office that mixed up your files has your Social Security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. Your info is in endless places that could accidentally expose your info to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Corey with Patriot Electric, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
622, we appreciate you waking up here on the Bill Myers Show. By the way, a little bit later, got some great people we're going to be talking to, including State Representative Dwayne Junker, who's going through the books of the state of Oregon. Are we sustainable? Is the funding and the revenue forecast, is it looking as good and as stable as we would hope? Are we going to get another kicker? But anyway, he's looked through this big report so you don't have to, and he's done the heavy lifting. And so we'll have a little talk about that around 7:30 this morning. I also have an intellectual property attorney who's coming on at 7:10, and this is going into the artificial intelligence world, the algorithms or whatever it is. And people are now starting to get sued for imitating voices, right? And this had to do with Scarlett Johansson is the one that most famously we're hearing about. Who actually owns this stuff? And I can't help but, I mean, I've been wondering for years how long it's going to take before someone is going to restart the Rush Limbaugh show, the late Rush Limbaugh, and the late Rush Limbaugh show just using artificial intelligence. And maybe the Rush Limbaugh people will do that and you'll have it go over the news of the day. You can't help but wonder where that's going to go. But we'll talk to the Legal Eagles about that. I think it should be an interesting talk about that. 23 minutes after 6. Taking your calls, though, for the first hour, along with noodling around the headlines, 770-5633. Let me go to, it's Vicky, right, Vicky? Welcome.
It is. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing well. How's life out in the Applegate?
Oh, it's pretty good, except, oh my God, this pollen is killing me. I'm so over the pollen.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times you think you have that flu. You think, boy, am I coming down with a cold or a flu? And you realize, yeah, it's allergies, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm at this point, I'm like so ready to cut my nose off and send it somewhere else.
And not even to spite your face, right?
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
I look okay with that one.
Well, I'm sorry for the runny nose and everything else, but what's going on in your brain this morning, huh?
Well, I'm just curious to know, out of that $200 billion, how many individual Americans have contributed? Because, you know, with the Biden, they have a lot of the celebrities behind him contributing. They have a lot of big wigs contributing. And I know that... especially, like, I think around last summer, a lot of people were donating $5. I mean, if mm-hmm. you get a million people donating $5, that's a lot of money. So I'm just curious at how much of the money that they've raised is actually from people that have donated smaller amounts.
Yeah, it's a bit of a moving target right now. The last time I heard over the weekend, I was listening to some news reports about this that had talked about, this is not about the number of people, but of the total amount, between 30 and 40%. In fact, not quite half of that full $200 million was coming from small dollar donors. And the small dollar donors are usually considered in the neighborhood of like 20, 21 bucks, you know, and up, that sort of thing, $21, $42, you know, those sort of multiples. That's what they're thinking this morning.
Well, and to me, that makes a huge statement on what America really is wanting. So many people just go with the flow. They don't really, they just go with whatever's going to happen. And I really believe that, especially this election, there are so many Americans that are wanting to voice their opinions this time around. And I think just the fact that there's almost half of them that has come from Americans contributing is saying a lot. It's a huge, huge voice. And I just hope when it's time to vote, people keep that momentum up and really want change. We were so better off when Trump was in. And I understand a lot of people don't like his attitude or the things he says, but you know what? We meet people every day. We don't like their attitudes or their what they say, but generally they're good people with good hearts. So I just want people to remember that when it's time to vote. Just don't take it personally. Just remember what it was like, you know, 4 years ago. You had more money in your pocket. You could afford mm-hmm. to go to the grocery store. You could afford to drive down to the grocery store. You were able to go to the movies or buy your kids something. Just remember that.
I ended up, I'm really wondering what the part that just stirs my imagination is that, do you think, Vicki, that this verdict, this show trial, this political trial, and arguably it's a political trial, we'll be talking with Dr. Powers more about the specifics of that a little bit later this morning. Do you believe it could actually make Donald Trump a player in Oregon? I mean, we haven't had a Republican president, you know, win Oregon in just decades. It's been a long time. Been a long time since that happened. Do you think it could possibly even generate enough heat in Oregon to move that needle a little bit? What do you think?
I definitely do. Everybody that I've talked to, a few years ago, it was, and what's sad about it is everybody was happier and richer in the normal sense, you know, for the normal human being, American, but the main thing that they were upset about was his attitude and his, not his attitude, but just his.
Well, you know, the approach, the New York, the mean tweets, the, you know, political smash mouth politics, you know, that he's very good at.
I drive around and yeah. There are signs, there are flags.
Oh, I know. You got to remember, though, out here on the West Coast, we do have a different attitude on the West Coast. And I think that's one of our challenges, I think, on the West Coast. We hear someone from the East Coast, and I say this as someone who was born near the East Coast, you know, in Pittsburgh. And I remember the very different attitude, the way it is. Hey, what are you looking at? Hey, what? You know, it's just a little more in your face, that sort of thing. And out here on the West Coast, we're also, you know, tolerant and friendly, or at least we call ourselves that, right? And sometimes we got to get over that in our politics.
I think people
okay?
in Oregon are getting tired of it. I think especially the people down south, you know, after having Kate Brown as our governor for so long, you know, she just is feed the big machine and don't care about the people, the ranchers in the east, you know, and her.
Yeah, we'll have the sustainable solar farms feed us. Yeah, I get that. And anyway, Vicki, I appreciate you sharing your heartfelt thoughts on that this morning, okay? Take care. 770-5633. I want to make sure I get to everyone this morning. 770-5633. Let me go to line three. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, Bill. This is Deb calling from Rogue River.
Hey, Deb. How's life in RR?
Oh, what a great weekend. Got to attend the rally in Grants Pass. Holly Morton and the Justin County group, they just absolutely rock it. And I'm little by little getting more involved in Jackson County. I totally do think that Oregon is going to flip red. Especially with all the information coming out about wildfires, and there are so many events to go to and listen and learn if people choose to. But I called in actually. Could you repeat the address to go to donate directly to Donald Trump? I personally am going to commit $20.24 at least twice a month.
Oh, that's really good.
Until he gets back in office.
In fact, let me just look it up right now. You know, it's one of those things I don't normally go to people's campaign websites all that often. So let me just go to that and we'll find it. Just want to make sure. Yeah, it's just DonaldJTrump.com.
Okay, perfect. And also, what is your actual email address?
My email address is bill@billmeyershow.com.
Okay, wonderful. You are having sent, my friend. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very kind.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah, take care.
Thank you for that. 770-5633. I wanted to share with you, though, how this, a little bit about how this verdict from last week has just completely upended politics and also upended, in some cases, family relations. And I'm going to have to hide the identities of these people, but they are within my extended family. We'll just leave it like this, okay? In my extended family, there is a father, mother, both conservatives, you know, live here in Oregon, not in Medford, though. And they, but they live in the state. And mother and father, in other words, husband and wife, very conservative. They have a young child, not quite a toddler, but a little bit older, right? And the father of the mother, or the father of the wife, you know, the father-in-law, I guess, is just, we're talking about bedwetting, dyed-in-the-wool, red diaper doper baby liberal. I mean, we're just talking like as far lefty blue as you can possibly get. And after Donald Trump's conviction was announced, or that verdict was announced the other day, this father writes to the family and is just crowing about what a wonderful thing this has been for the United States of America that Donald Trump has finally been convicted of a crime. And he wrote the conservative mother and father that you should be grateful that the nation has done this, that finally they got to Donald Trump and they're going to keep him from being elected. And this is going to be a better world for your daughter, for your child, because Donald Trump has been convicted. And it was just going on. It was like a page and a half letter to the family from the bedwetting liberal father. And just, you know, they couldn't believe it. And that they actually took the time to go in here and say, huh, see, told you so. And I think this is going back to what even Tom was saying, that they can't help themselves. You know, they can't help themselves to see that in an odd way, they're actually strengthening the Trump campaign. But to actually tell conservatives, oh, this is going to be a better world because of what they're doing to Donald Trump. And oddly enough, maybe that liberal father-in-law is right because the attack will help get him elected, I guess. It's sort of bizarre when you think about it. But there's an incredible lack of self-awareness going on right now with the Trump derangement syndrome. It's 6:32 at KMED and KCMD. Make that KMED and KBXG. Old habits die hard, okay? We'll be back.
Are you buying or selling a house this year? Here's a tip from Grants Pass Water Lab. If you buy or sell a property with a well, Oregon requires tests for bacteria, arsenic, and nitrate. Don't let this slow you down. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all the state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans expected to come down hard on Dr. Anthony Fauci when he testifies today on Capitol Hill. He's due before the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Jury selection getting underway today in Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges in Wilmington, Delaware. History has been made in the Mexican presidential election. The country will have its first female president following an election that was also notable for the violence surrounding it. There's been no comment from Israel on Syrian reports that Israeli airstrikes around the Syrian city of Aleppo have left several people dead. It is too little, too late. That's how House Speaker Mike Johnson describes any action by President Biden that might secure the border. Mr. Biden reportedly set to sign an executive order on border security later in the week. More details at srnnews.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-932-8603 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-932-8603. That's 800-932-8603. What do you have to lose? Call 800-932-8603. Again, 800-932-8603.
Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I switched my home and auto insurance to Skypark Insurance, an independent insurance agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, and Foremost, just to name a few. Steve provided better coverage, including earthquake, and still saved me money. Whether it's home, auto, investment properties, boats, RVs, life, or umbrella, call Steve for a quote. 541-261-5444. That's 261-5444. Or visit SkyparkIns.com.
At Skypark, we make insurance easy.
An intelligent solution is influenced by timing. This is Randall at Advanced Air. It is rebate season for Bryant cooling products. Don't swelter in extreme heat. Now is the time to replace your heat pump or air conditioner. Advanced Air and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable all summer long. That means uninterrupted air conditioning throughout the hottest days of summer. Call Advanced Air for intelligent heating and cooling solutions. Online at myadvancedair.com.
Save with factory rebates on high-efficiency air conditioners. Visit myadvancedair.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
637, appreciate you being here. 770-5633, 770-KMED. How many text messages did you get politically over the weekend? 27 for me on Saturday, probably 15 on Friday. I had to block it all, finally. Just go to DonaldJTrump.com. If you wanted to just donate, you can just donate directly. And I think it makes sure that more of the money gets to former President Trump than getting into, you know, you'll get these sort of situations where you'll have the National Republican Senatorial Committee to elect really good rhinos. You know, we'll be text messaging you and hoping, and we'll give a portion of this to former President Trump and this and that and the other. And it's like, yeah, forget about it. Just do it directly. Of course, I say this all the time for all candidates, when at all possible, instead of going with our marketing campaigns, go directly to their websites and there's just donate, right? You know, speaking of the rhinos that are now changing their tune, because they're seeing how the political winds are blowing. There's a headline that the Heritage Foundation sent me over the weekend, which spoke volumes, and it said, Republican senators pledge to block Democrat agenda following the Trump verdict. And the first thought that went through my head is, wow, that is absolutely wonderful that you Republican senators will pledge to actually block the Democratic agenda. What stopped you from doing this before the verdict? What stopped you from getting involved in the fight back before all of this happened? So now Mitt Romney, I guess, is going to be going out there and trying to make you, yes, I'm actually one with you. Ay, 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 ay. That's why I say donate directly to the candidate's campaign website, okay? All right. That way it's not getting scooped off by Mitt Romney types, and so that Mitt Romney types can then redistribute the cash to other rhinos that they like more, okay? All right. 770-5633. It's a little bit of open phone time, a little bit of noodling around the headlines, too, and Gene's here. Hello, Gene. How are you this Monday morning? Welcome.
Pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I know one person that is a diehard Democrat. She will believe that Republicans were the ones that owned slaves and everything.
Hmm.
Well, since they had the verdict, she is very upset.
Really?
So two of us went after her yesterday.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. So your Democrat friend or the person who thinks that the Republicans own the slaves rather than the opposite. Okay, fine. So she's upset about the verdict. Really?
She's upset about what they're doing. And so there's a possibility she will vote for him just because of what they're doing. But two of us went after her yesterday, reminding her about how good things were under President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us, she respects very, very much.
That's interesting. So you're thinking that the conviction actually may have driven a stake in the heart of some Trump derangement syndrome? Because like I was telling you, there's some relatives of mine that live in Oregon that were talking about how their bedwetting liberal father-in-law wrote them this long letter talking about how wonderful it is that Donald Trump was convicted and that it'll be a better world for, you know, their daughter now that Donald Trump has been convicted because, you know, he won't get into office. You know, that kind of thing is how, that guy was treating it. But this is completely different, the opposite, the way you're describing it.
Yeah, she mentioned she was very disturbed. She was upset about it and the way the Democrats are doing. So,
you know what your friend is or who your friend is an honest Democrat.
Well, what the whole thing is, when is Biden going to be put on trial for the confidential files that he stole? And he allowed anybody and everybody to see. They were not protected in any way. But everybody says he is so good. Everything's so wonderful. Put him on trial.
Well, you're not holding out hope. I mean, in an honest judicial world, yeah, former president or Biden would President Biden would face the same sort of situation as it is right now. The only way that he could be attacked, though, or touched, would be through the power of impeachment, which was turned back by the Senate. You know, so the Senate, you know, there's not going to be any impeachment moving forward with this of President Biden at this point. Okay, afterwards, I don't know. Do you think the judicial system would have it within its appetite to go after former President Biden if he's a former president?
Well, let's put it this way: the Democrats have removed the statute of limitation law. So,
well, no, that was only in the case of that. Of the New York misdemeanors turned into felonies. Okay, that was only in the state court. Only in the state court. Okay.
The whole thing, though, they turned it. They basically erased it, and it is for more than just one person.
All right. Very good, Jane. Appreciate the call as always. 770-5633. Open phones here for this first hour. Not everybody feels like talking much about former President Trump right now. It's an article in the Oregonian that I noted over the weekend here. U.S. Representative Lori Chavez de Remer didn't want to talk about the conviction when asked to comment on Thursday. Instead, she focused on the issues facing Oregonians, and she didn't once mention Trump. Chavez de Remer said in an emailed statement, "It's disappointing that the national narrative continues overshadowing the kitchen table issues that Oregon families are facing every day. They're struggling with high prices, worried about rampant violent crime and drug use, and want a secure border and common sense immigration policies. Sensationalizing the presidential race doesn't change the fact that the Oregonians want relief from failed policies of the extreme." That's really interesting. So it sounds like Lori de Remer, Chavez de Remer, is trying to run away. She must sense then that she's going to have to be a Mitt Romney to win in her congressional district, because she's a congressman right now. You remember she got the new congressional district assigned to Oregon last time after the census and the redistricting aspect of that. But they do say that she is gearing up for a tough reelection bid this fall against Democratic State Rep. Janelle Bynum in the relatively purple 5th congressional district. So I guess if she doesn't show If she shows tacit acknowledgement of former President Trump, that's about the extent of it. But all right. Well, I guess she's going to do what she thinks she has to do. And then if former President Trump were to endorse her, she would actually become apoplectic, right? She'd go apoplectic. Oh, you got to love that. Got to love that. Some other news this morning. Large group of illegal immigrants from China, Jordan, and Turkey caught at the border. Over 3,500 Chinese nationals encountered crossing the southern border illegally in May. Nothing to worry about, nothing to see here. Of course, now you know that the Biden administration is now saying, we're going to start cracking down on asylum after the millions are already here. Nice going, Joe. It's not going to work. Speaking of Biden, Town Hall News reporting for months, President Joe Biden has been defying the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on his plan for student loan debt forgiveness, even bragging about it. He did so again late last week, proud enough to even post a clip to his political account. The timeline became even more relevant given that the Biden White House and Biden reelection campaign, as well as the president himself, talked about respect for the law. At the same time, they're ignoring the law. All right? Wow. And so how's your day been so far? Taking your calls at 770-5633. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED and the new 99.3 KBXG, the Jukebox.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is growing. Drake's is excited to announce a new store opening soon in South Medford that will offer the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer in North Medford, Grants Pass, and soon to be open in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The Bill Meyers Show on 106.3 KMET.
647. Appreciate you waking up this morning, this Monday. The rain and shower is going to be going away, and then we could see mid-90s, possibly even 100 maybe later in this week. It's going to start a little bit warmer, a little bit drier, a little bit warmer every day, okay? Just so you know. All right, let me go to my friend Ed, Mr. X. Hello, Mr. X. Great to have you on. What's happening in your world, huh?
Well, I was literally, when you read that little quote out of the Oregonian.
Oh, this one about Lori Chavez Dreamer, right?
Yeah, and can you go back to that, Bill, for a moment? Do you still have it up?
Here it is. Yeah, U.S. Representative Lori Chavez Dreamer didn't want to talk about the Trump conviction when asked to comment Thursday. Instead, she focused on the issues facing Oregonians and didn't once mention Trump. And she said, it's disappointing that the national narrative continues overshadowing the kitchen table issues Oregon families are facing every day. Was there something else in that quote you needed, too?
Let's stop right there, Bill, okay? And apply to what we were talking about last week, the kitchen table issues.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at now the concept of the Democratic Party, okay, in Oregon specifically. And now bear in mind this woman was appointed into it.
Yes.
What in the heck is a kitchen table issue, okay? Well, in her mind and in the state of Oregon's policy consensus mind, it's the kitchen table part of the National Policy Consensus Center.
Which is now playing out in the Oregon Kitchen Table group, right?
That's right. Now she brings this in, the kitchen table part. Let's look at the reality. If they bring this up, they start losing. Because it shows how far we've gone to a banana republic. But yet she imparts this little bit of wisdom on the kitchen table. It's so warm and wonderful. But let's look at Oregon.
Well, okay, just so you know, though, just to be fair to Congressman Dreamer, all right, before you move on, and I want to get your full take on that, it's been the kitchen table and kitchen table politics has been talked about for a long time, for decades, you know, that it's kind of like, you know, regular people concerns, you know, that sort of thing. But that's not what the Oregon Kitchen Table Group policy consensus pushers are all about, though. OK, so I just wanted to make sure.
The basic political mindset of the political Democratic Party in Oregon has been the use of the Policy Consensus Center and the National Policy Consensus Center. And this is how they trick the public into understanding and taking this with small, all consistent references to this. But let's look at the real thing about the kitchen table thing and start understanding why everybody is, you know, why we get so upset about it. But the true reality is the Oregon Kitchen Table Division underneath the National Policy Consensus Center was renamed the Oregon Kitchen Table from the Policy Consensus Initiative. That's what it was originally called.
Oh, so you went down the rabbit hole and found that out. Because we've been talking about what? Policy consensus for what, the last 10 years now? You know, blowing that up?
Right.
So they just renamed the Marxism, right?
That's it, exactly right. They renamed the intrusion so it had a more warm and fuzzy feeling.
Well, that's kind of like when Senator Jeff Golden, remember when he was not in office at that point, he was doing those community conversations, which were really about directing the conversation here in the state of Oregon to a more moderate tone, right? That same kind of thing.
Well, exactly. But in reality, what that was a monitoring thing so they could make the argument more appealing to the conservatives.
Yeah, because conservatives aren't buying the Marxism, so we have to sell the Marxism a little more, with a little better taste. Yeah. Thanks for letting me know that, Ed. I really do appreciate it. 770-5633. Let me go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how are you this morning? Go ahead. I think I hit the wrong button for Lauren. There we go. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I am doing fine, Bill. Getting ready to go to work here a little bit.
Good. Break it down. What's happening with you?
Yesterday morning, I got turned off my phone while I was in church. Got out of church about 3 hours later at church and classroom, and I had 15 political messages.
15 of those fundraising text messages, right?
Right, right. But here's the other point. I was told you cannot block political advertising. Now, you talked about blocking it this morning. And
yeah.
I just erase it. I don't even read it. I just erase. But can you actually block political stuff, or does it work?
Well, I'm blocking political stuff, and what I don't know now. Do you have an Android phone or do you have an iPhone?
It's an Android.
Okay, so it's an Android. Now, what I did, I don't know if the basic message. If the messages within Android has the ability to do this or not. But I ended up downloading a third-party app off of the Google Store, you know, that sort of thing. And it's called Textra, T-E-X-T-R-A. And it is a text message app that allows you, it takes over for your regular Google app. And it has a lot more things that you can do with it. I'm not a Kim Komando type, so I'll try my best to explain, you know, how it works.
Okay.
But what Textra does, and I ended up paying a little extra for the ad-free version, so I don't get any ads or anything else with it. So to me, it was worth, I think it was $2 that I had to pay for it, you know.
Big deal. That's
yeah,
not much, yeah,
exactly. But it allowed me to put signatures on my text messages, which the standard Google Android messages will not let you do, so people know who I am if I text message them. And it also allows you to do things like shutting off and silencing certain people that are coming in. You could mute them so that their text messages still come through, but they're not going to bong you in the middle of the night, because there are some people that will text message me. I think they're drunk texting me at 2 in the morning, you know?
Yeah, you talked about them. Yeah, I heard you talk about them.
You know, that kind of thing. So I mute them, and then I read them when I get up in the morning later, that kind of thing. And then there is also another aspect that you could set it to say that non-contacts, if they are not contacts within my phone, that I've set them up as contacts, non-contacts do not make a notification. They can be delivered silently, or else I can also tell it to just block it or stop it from coming in. So, yeah, okay. There are ways to fight it, but you sometimes have to get some extra apps on the phone, okay?
Yeah, you're much more technical than I understand, but Textra, I'm going to look it up on my thing here.
Yeah.
Google.
Yeah, and by the way, they're not giving me any money for anything. It's just something that I bought myself, and it seems to work pretty well for me, okay?
Thank you. Thank you much.
Hey,
appreciate it, sir. Have a great day.
Glad to help. It's like the battle for your mind is in, and sometimes it's like, all right, you can go ahead and text message me all you want, but you're not going to wake me up at midnight. That kind of thing. All right, let me go to Joel. Hey, Joel, what's going on in your world, huh?
Well, this talk shows that are on your broadcast on your frequency. I think it was Bill Cunningham. He was interviewing this gal who managed to get arrested for doing her job in the county clerk's office in a small county in Colorado.
Really? What did she do? Now, Bill Cunningham, of course, Sunday nights 7 to 10 on 106.3 and 106.7 and 105.9 KMED.
Well, apparently, she questioned a character from the voting machine, the jerks from Demetric. What do they call those? The voting machine?
Dominion. Dominion, yeah.
That's it. So if somebody from Dominion shows up, you know, at least once or twice a year to check their machines, and he managed to erase 2,900 votes. And she discovered what he was up to, and she questioned what was going on, and apparently, because she made a stink out of it and reported it to the newspaper, they decided to come up with 10 charges against her.
Oh.
And fire her from her job and her court date. Oh, and she spent a day and a half in jail. And, then they made her an offer. Well, if you just rebuke what you're claiming here.
In other words, if you're willing to lie on behalf of saving your skin, then we'll let you go?
Yeah.
Wow.
But so now she's sticking by her convictions, and they've got a 12-day trial that begins on the July 1st through the 12th.
You know, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to take a look at that and look that story up and see if I can get her on. I'd like to. That's a really interesting story. If Cunningham had it, it's worthy of conversation. I'll check that out. Try to get her on, okay? So we can explore it ourselves here.
They discovered 12 wireless devices within the machine.
Oh, but remember, it's never on the internet. That's what we're always told about the accounting machines, those Dominions and others, okay? Joel, appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Thanks for the tip, and we'll find her and get her on. 770-563-3657. Let me go to line 4. Hi, you've been waiting here for a little bit. Who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Shane from Central Point. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm fine, Shane. What's on your mind?
Well, Bill, this has nothing to do with the other stuff you've been talking about, but I noticed that even though I live in Central Point, I did listen to the change to the jukebox for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great that there's a oldies format.
I think it's going to find quite a good audience from the sounds of it. A lot of people did good reporting, you know, to me over the weekend. They liked it. In fact, they really enjoyed the weekend vibe. I guess it was a way to decompress a bit. It's the way they were talking about it.
Yes, and who knows? Maybe after a while, they can put the station on one of the over the air translators here in this part of the Rogue Valley.
Okay, well, I will put the request in. All right, Shane.
All right. Sorry to change the subject.
No, you're not changing the subject. It's open. It means anything you want to do. We're nimble here, Shane. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too now. Bye, Shane. 770-5633. It is a couple minutes before 9. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Minor Dave.
Hello, Dave.
If you want to block a text, just in that text, type in stop, and it blocks it on Android phones.
No, it doesn't stop. You see, that's just it. The challenge that I had to is that I would respond and reply stop. They always say that, reply stop to end it. It doesn't block it. What it's supposed to do is take you off their list. But here's the sneaky.
Well, in my case, I'm beta testing an app. When I do that, it puts it right in the spam folder and it blocks it.
Yeah, well, that's what Textra is doing right now, my Textra app that I was talking about. You can get a free version of that. All I was getting at, though, is that replying stop is supposed to take you off the list. But here's the dirty secret here. They keep changing the phone numbers, Dave, okay?
Yeah, I know.
They come at you, then, you know, Ted Cruz text messaged you on one number, and then you get Ted Cruz, you reply stop, and then Ted Cruz text messages you on another number. And it's like you're playing whack-a-mole. political whack-a-mole. Yeah, and by the way, I don't mind Ted Cruz. He's just one. He was in like three of them over the weekend.
Well, okay? In my case, I get him from both Democrats, Republicans, and Robert Kennedy. So I was getting thousands of them. So I just started typing stop. And for some reason, my phone puts it in the spam folder of the text and blocks it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we always have to be one. We're always like one step behind the political text messengers right now, I guess. Thanks for that, Dave. Let me go to line one. Good morning. Hi, KMED and KBXG. Who is this?
Jake.
Hello? Who's this now?
This is Jake.
Oh, hey, Jake. How you doing? Welcome. What's on your mind?
That lady that did the Dominion thing. Mm-hmm. Is Tina Peters of Mesa County, Colorado.
Okay.
She took a forensic, had the Homeland Security take a forensic picture of the computer before the trusted guild from Dominion came in and did their upgrade and took one afterwards, and that was shown at the Cyber Symposium.
Interesting. You know, Jake, you ever think we're going to get over this sickness that we have in our Republic? I don't want to call it our democracy. I want to throw up every time I hear this talk about our democracy, right? We have a representative republic. But be that as it may, do you think we'll ever get past the current sickness and fad that we have in which counting our votes requires an electronic machine which has proprietary software on it that you aren't allowed to look at?
They are going to try very hard to sequester us or cause something to happen this time so that they can mail the ballots. I've even heard they're going to war with Putin.
Hmm.
And Putin just, he had the, we provoked them because we did, they had, there's 9 bio labs over there. Department of Defense was funding 9 of them. There's 53 total, the last I heard.
So you're thinking then that no November election, all this talk about the drama of Trump and everything else, don't worry about that. Just worry if there's going to be an election, and that you're implying that there could be war interrupting all that? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, they're desperate.
Well, I hope they're not that desperate. Not willing to push the red button for that one, because, you know, pushing the red button can be much sadness, all right? Appreciate the call there, Jake. Thanks for that, Tina Peters. I'll look her up and get her on, okay? It's a couple minutes after 7. News next.